Chapter 21. The heads of the paternal houses of the Levites now approached Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the paternal houses of the tribes of Israel, and they spoke to them in Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying,
Jehovah through Moses commanded that we be given cities in which to dwell, along with their pastures for our livestock.
So at the order of Jehovah, the Israelites gave the Levites these cities and their pastures out of their own inheritance. The lot came out for the families of the Kohathites, and the Levites who were descendants of Aaron the priest were given by lot 13 cities out of the tribe of Judah, the tribe of Simeon, and the tribe of Benjamin. And for the rest of the Kohathites, there were allotted 10 cities out of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, the tribe of Dan, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. And for the Gershonites, there were allotted 13 cities out of the families of the tribe of Issachar, the tribe of Asher, the tribe of Naphtali, and the half-tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. For the Merarites by their families, there were 12 cities out of the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and the tribe of Zebulun. Thus the Israelites gave the Levites these cities and their pastures by lot, just as Jehovah had commanded through Moses. So from the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Simeon, they gave these cities here mentioned by name, and they were given to the sons of Aaron of the Kohathite families of the Levites, because they received the first lot. They gave them Kiriath Arba. Arba was the father of Anak, that is, Hebron, in the mountainous region of Judah, and its surrounding pastures. But the field of the city and its settlements they gave to Caleb the son of Jephunneh as his possession. And to the sons of Aaron the priest, they gave the city of refuge for the manslayer, namely, Hebron with its pastures, also Libna with its pastures, Jatir with its pastures, Eshtemoa with its pastures, Holon with its pastures, Debir with its pastures, Ain with its pastures, Jutta with its pastures, and Beth Shemesh with its pastures, 9 cities out of these 2 tribes. And from the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with its pastures, Geba with its pastures, Anathoth with its pastures, and Almon with its pastures, 4 cities. All the cities given to the descendants of Aaron, the priests, were 13 cities with their pastures. And the rest of the Kohathite families among the Levites were given by lot cities from the tribe of Ephraim. They gave them the city of refuge for the manslayer, namely Shechem with its pastures in the mountainous region of Ephraim, Gezer with its pastures, Kibzaim with its pastures, and Beth Horon with its pastures, 4 cities. And from the tribe of Dan, Eltika with its pastures, Gibbethon with its pastures, Aijalon with its pastures, Gath-Rimmon with its pastures, 4 cities. And from the half-tribe of Manasseh, Taanach with its pastures, and Gath-Rimmon with its pastures, 2 cities. All the cities together with their pastures that the rest of the families of the Kohathites received were 10. And the Gershonites of the families of the Levites received from the half-tribe of Manasseh the city of refuge for the manslayer, namely, Golan in Bashan with its pastures and Beeshtera with its pastures, 2 cities. And from the tribe of Issachar, Kishion with its pastures, Daberath with its pastures, Jarmuth with its pastures, and Enganim with its pastures, 4 cities. And from the tribe of Asher, Mishal with its pastures, Abdon with its pastures, Helkath with its pastures, and Rehob with its pastures, 4 cities. And from the tribe of Naphtali, the city of refuge for the manslayer, namely Kedesh in Galilee with its pastures, Hamath-dor with its pastures, and Kartan with its pastures, 3 cities. All the cities of the Gershonites, by their families, were 13 cities with their pastures. And the families of the Merarites, the rest of the Levites, received from the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam with its pastures, Karta with its pastures, Dimna with its pastures, and Nahalol with its pastures, four cities. And from the tribe of Reuben, Bezer with its pastures, Jahaz with its pastures, Kedemoth with its pastures, and Mephaath with its pastures, four cities. And from the tribe of Gad, the city of refuge for the manslayer, namely, Ramoth and Gilead with its pastures, Mahanaim with its pastures, Heshbon with its pastures, and Jazer with its pastures, a total of four cities. All the cities that were allotted to the Merarites by their families, the rest of the families of the Levites, were 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the Israelites were 48 cities together with their pastures. Each of these cities had its pastures all around it. This was the case for all these cities. So Jehovah gave Israel all the land that he had sworn to give to their forefathers, and they took possession of it and settled in it. Furthermore, Jehovah gave them rest on every side, just as he had sworn to their forefathers, and not one of all their enemies could stand against them. Jehovah gave all their enemies into their hand. Not a promise failed out of all the good promises that Jehovah had made to the house of Israel. All of them came true.